Hey guys, this is Zeeshan from Reality of Life. So today's podcast is how to stop being an emotional fool. The meaning of the word lies in the word itself. Emotion, energy and motion. What if this energy works out of control? So there could be two situations. One, the energy is in control of you, or maybe the emotions are in control of you. And the second, when you are under the control of emotions. So how will be the life of a person who is under the control of his own emotion? It will actually be a complete disaster. At one point, the person is very much excited, very much happy and motivated, and the next moment is very much sad, depressed. Even if the person is overexcited, the things are actually bad. Usually what happens is overexcitement leads to overcommitment. Think about it. Your worst decision was not made when you were depressed. It was made when you were overexcited. You overcommit than what you were supposed to do. This all leads to bad decision making. There are only two important decisions in your life. One is of your relationship. The other is about your career. Both these decisions has to be taken with proper understanding and free from any emotion. Let us understand how these emotions get generated. Some would say that this is due to the happening in our life, like something happened and then this emotion gets generated, but this is not the case. Just observe this. In a day, there are so many happenings, maybe so many of events that take place, but do we have an emotion attached to every happening or every emotion? That's not the case, right? So the cause of emotion is internal or external? Internal, right? And this is the biggest problem people suffer, that they think that these emotions are actually generated from external world, but it's actually because of the internal things which are happening inside. Let's say you have a desire for a car and this desire is actually very strong. So the moment you see this car in the traffic jam or somewhere else, the emotion starts triggering inside you. But what if there is no desire of this car in you? Then even if there's hundreds of these cars lying around, or maybe they're passing by, you won't have any emotional feeling attached to it then. The moment all these desires start getting fulfilled, an emotion called as greed starts getting developed. And greed is not only restricted to things or materialistic things, they're also related to people in your life. Just for an example, you like someone and that person doesn't have that much feelings for you, but the same person is actually in love with your friend. So definitely you will feel angry, you will start getting jealous about it. So what is the root cause of this? Your emotions are actually overpowering you. Hope you guys are understanding the problem of the desire. And there is something funny about desire, is that we don't create this desire, but this desire get created or developed in us. It is our wrong thinking that we feel that this desire, we choose them. We actually choose our desire, but this is not the case. Desires get developed based on our upbringing, our environment we live in, the friends we have, the movie which we see, and also the ads which we see on television. All these contribute to our desire. All this desire can be good in short term, but may be harmful in the long run. But what if we choose our desire by our own self? We are actually under a wrong impression that we choose our desire. But in reality, there's a whole lot of marketing that goes around in creating this desire. I remember during my MBA, we had a concept called as AIDA. The full form of AIDA is attention, interest, desire, and action. Just to explain this, we'll take an example of you. For example, you are a person who is a fitness freak, who likes supplements, who likes nutritional food. And then you have an idol, let's say for example, Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps. And then you found that these celebs or these sport person are endorsing some brand. So let's explain this AIDA model with this example. So let's say you're watching television and you see your favorite celeb, let's say it's Usain Bolt. Already your attention has been achieved by placing your favorite celeb with the brand. Then the celeb tells you that this product or whichever product he or she is endorsing is actually good for your health and it's actually good in terms of performance, then it develops an interest in you. The moment attention and interest is developed, they pass on to desire, where you feel the urge of buying that product. Let's say you want to buy that product because you want to look like so and so celeb, or maybe you have so much of affinity towards a particular person or a particular celeb, and that's why you want to buy that product. In short, that contributes towards your action. That's the final part of IDA, where you go and actually purchase that product. Even if that product is not used by the celeb themselves, but just because you think that the product has been endorsed by so-and-so celeb is actually good for you. And everything about this endorsement or this advertisement is about money making. Some might argue that these celebs already have so much of money in the account, then why are they endorsing such products? The simple answer to this is greed. Just observe this. You already have an affinity or an image about a particular celeb, and then that person is actually endorsing a brand. At that point, your mind will never come in between your emotions and your decision, and this creates desires in you. The more the desire in you, the more the confusion you suffer in decision making. In my life, guys, I have done a lot of mistakes, and whenever I have done a mistake, it is due to a desire which overpowered my emotions, and these emotions actually overpowered me. So whenever I took a decision based on emotions, I actually failed miserably and had to suffer for 3 to 4 years just to come out of that thing. So this is the reason, guys, I have started this podcast. So I'll share experiences of my life, the mistakes of my life, so that you as an individual should not commit such mistakes. Now I'm at a stage of my life where I don't get stuck up with decisions, or I don't make any vague decision, because there's no desire actually in me. But the energy to do anything is all time high. And the simple reason behind this is that I have planted the right desire in me. Now, what is the right desire and a wrong desire? To take over or to get something is a wrong desire. To make ourselves capable is the right desire. To make ourselves reach to the highest potential of our own is actually a right desire. The moment we plant the right desire in our mind, there's less confusion in decision making. Then we take a right decision without being an emotional fool. And whenever there is less confusion in our life, we become peaceful. This contributes to our overall success. So that's all for today's, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.